Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com. Jennifer LeClaire here. You can see in the spirit. I want to invite you to take the Seer Activation Challenge, 30 days to clearer spiritual sight. I'm going to be on board doing Seer Activations with you, guiding you through biblical entryways and much, much more. You can opt to take the Seer Activation Challenge at tinyurl.com/seeractivation. tinyurl.com/seeractivation. You can also opt to get these three books, Seer Dimensions. You can get Power Seers. This just came out. Keys to Upgrading Your Prophetic Vision. And you can get Seer Activations with 101 Seer Activations and a whole lot more teaching. I want to challenge you to see what you've never seen before. God wants you to be able to see in the Spirit. Open your eyes to the Seer Dimensions in Jesus' name.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Women on the Rise. And you are one, whether you feel like it or not, just own it and rise up. You are a woman on the rise. And Patricia sends her love. She's not able to be with us today, but she's definitely, her heart is with us, and we send our love to Patricia. Today, I have a special guest to help us talk about a topic of women in the political realm, or women in government, in the ministry of government. And I have today a special guest, Honorable Nora Ellen. And Nora, I know that this is your passion, is that instead of just talking about things, will actually begin to lay hold and of mechanisms to actually bring change in the areas that we need to see change. And you have done that. I know that you were vice mayor of a city and that you have run for office, other offices in the past. And tell us, how did you get into the political realm?
Thank you, Michelle. It's glad to be here.
Yeah.
I would have thought I'd end up here. God's really good. He sets us up by us doing things that we think are for something else. My background is real estate. What I did is I started getting involved in the city with the chamber, a commerce, different organizations. I started serving my city on a commission called the Neighborhood Advisory Committee, which was up my alley.
What made you even want to do that? Like, what was that? What propelled you to begin
to? Great question. I was encouraged by other people also, though, for real estate. If you want to do well in real estate, you've got to connect with people. Mm-hmm. You've got to network. I'm a natural networker. I didn't know that till somebody told me that and said it was a gift. And I thought, okay, that's what I did to help people understand real estate better. That's where it all started. Thinking about government or politics, wasn't even on my mind.
Cool.
It was because of my business and networking, wanting to serve my city as a believer. I think and know that God wants us to be out in the community, serving, developing relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you started with Chambers of Commerce, and what was the progression that happened for you?
The progression was as I served on one of the city commissions, and most every city has boards and commissions of volunteers because the mayor and city councils and staff, they can't do everything. The city I live in has like 250,000 people. It's a lot going on, and they rely on volunteers. Even the police department, the fire department has volunteers where you can get involved like that. That's what I did. Develop a relationship with city leaders, city stakeholders. People started saying to me I should run for office. And I started taking notes, like who's saying it, when. That's kind of how it started, is because of business and serving in the community for the sake of God and the glory of God.
Good. So what's your heart in this? I know that this is actually something you're very passionate about, of encouraging others to step into this arena.
Right.
It's not for the faint of heart, but it's necessary for us to step in and to begin to take some responsibility for what's happening in our city, state, nation, and to begin to release our voice in that. So talk to us about
absolutely.
That.
And there's two ways of doing that. You can actually run for office yourself, or you can help those that have your values run for office. School boards. That is really important right now, because we overlook school boards and the impact that they have. They're making the decision of the curriculum that your children and grandchildren are going to be growing up with. Even if you homeschool or you're in a Christian school, your kids one day that are going to be impacted by all these other kids in public school. Get to know your school board members. Take them out to coffee. If you're too shy to do it by yourself, take a friend or two. It's easy to influence that way. It can be kind of enjoyable and fun. It's not this difficult thing. Run for school board. It's not as hard as you think. When God calls you to run, support comes to you. And you start learning who will support you. It takes relationship, and that's where I started, is getting to know different people.
That's like always a good place to start.
Right.
Is in that relationship.
This relationship.
And what an honor and a mandate, I believe, from heaven to be part of creating righteous law in the land. You know, coming in and allowing there to be conviction, you know, and those convictions that we carry, those convictions of righteousness, to be in a platform where it's caught.
Right.
You know,
that's the best way to put
it. And that we're not silent.
Right.
You know, that we give voice to the things that are right for the governing of whatever that sphere may be that you're talking about stepping into. And it's vital. You know, we can't sit back and just be discontent with what we see happening. You know, when if God has called you to this, you're not stepping into that. We've got to step in and take hold of what that call is.
Right, exactly. Again, the way you do it through relationships, there are different groups of people that you can connect with to do this. I've got a motto, just look local.
Okay.
It's really simple. Turn off the national news, because most likely you could spend months deciding who you're going to vote for president, but right under your nose is your school board, your city council. City council members, like in my state where I live, there was a person that started on a city council who now is a congressman. So the local elections really matter. It's easy to find out about them. It's easier to run. Don't think, oh, I got to run for Congress or a U.S. senator. No, there are state senators. There are state representatives. There are city councils. There's board of supervisors. Again, school boards. really, in my opinion, as believers, if we are listening, if we take courage and know that we have the God of heaven with us, we have the host of heaven to help us, we have friends, we have our church, we have our pastors to help us, we would be in every position. You would be surprised how across the nation, most of the state governments, state legislatures, state assemblies, tend to be more on the, I'm going to say, conservative side, stand for biblical values. And it's the state government level that has decides how your life is impacted. And city councils, more than the federal levels, more than the president or the U.S. senators. But we're usually focused there because we're watching the news. What's on the news? National news. You can easily find out what's happening in your locality and start there. Something very simple. Just develop relationships. But listen to God's call. I'm a single mom. Okay? Here I am, ending up at the vice mayor of my city. And now my future, I believe, is going to be at the state level. It's not what we think. And we have to stop our thoughts because the enemy wants to keep us small. But God sets us up. He set me up with my doing activities that I thought was for a different reason, turned out to be. And it was for that reason also, but he just was bigger than that. He was looking bigger. So when the mayor mentioned to me about running for city council, I thought, oh, I kind of sent a text to my son joking, oh, I guess I'm going to run for city council. But God did something because the next day, the mayor, I could say, started a fire where he started calling people, what about Nora running?
Wow.
And that's kind of the progression that happened, again, through my serving, through relationships that I had with city leaders. And it's easy to develop a relationship with city leaders.
Mm. How do you do that?
You show up where they are.
Okay.
You just show
up
where they are. Go to a council meeting. Uh-huh. Introduce yourself after the council meeting.
Okay.
Send an email, a simple email. Hello, so-and-so. You can go on your city website. It's easy to say, hello, council member Jones. Thank you for serving on our city council. My name is so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I just appreciate what you're doing. Come humbly and gently. You don't even have to bring up any issues. Just hello.
Good.
Do you know, of all the years I was on city council, I never got one email from a believer that said hello.
Wow.
But I heard from other people.
I bet. Right.
A lot from other people.
Well, that is a shame.
It is.
That is something that I hope everyone who is listening right now, even if they're not going to run for an office or go for it, but at the very least, what can be done and what every single believer can do is to support those who are in office.
Exactly.
With, I can imagine how nurturing and what a good feeling it would have been to get an email like that that would say, hey, you know, we're praying for you. Yeah. You know, thank you for being in your position.
Yes.
And even if you don't always agree with everything that leader is doing, that's really not the point.
Yes.
You know, scripture says that it's God who puts institutes and authorities in place. Mm-hmm. And in that, even if we're not in agreement with what that authority is doing, there is still a place where God has placed them there.
Yes.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for that leader. I'm going to, with what you've just said, you know, I'm guilty. I've never sent an email or a message to anyone who's in office. You know, that's not true. I actually wrote President Reagan.
Okay.
He was the first president I ever voted for, and I was so excited to be able to vote for President Reagan, and he actually wrote me back.
Wow.
You know, I've got it framed somewhere.
That's great.
But to send that encouragement, to let those in know who are in office and remind them of the constituents that are for them.
Yes, right.
Because I can imagine that it must sometimes begin to feel a bit dry and arid in that realm when you're not having that kind of support and encouragement from the believers behind you.
Especially with social media.
Right.
Right now with social media, what people say, the criticism, they'll tag you.
It's vicious,
and
isn't
that kind
it?
Of can be.
Yeah.
That's what I'm just telling believers. Yeah. You are missing out.
Yeah.
You have so much in you that can influence. Mm-hmm. Take a friend with you. Invite every council member to coffee. They'll go with you to coffee. Know who your state legislators are.
Yeah.
It's easy to do, just takes a little bit instead of talking to each other and get each other riled up, or also turn off the national news. That's what I'm telling people. Mm-hmm. It's easy to know who in your state is representing you with your values. Mm-hmm. In the state I live in, there's a lobby group. In a lot of states, there are groups of people. So, well, here's a national group, Alliance Defending Freedom. They are testifying before the Supreme Court today to defend a business owner who had an employee who wanted a male, biological male, came and wanted to dress as a woman. And there's a dress code, and it's federally protected. They said, no, these are grieving people. We can't have them distracted with something they're uncomfortable with. Mm. And the employee is suing the business owner. Mm. And that's being testified before the Supreme Court today by Alliance Defending Freedom. There's groups like that, Family Research Council, that stand for biblical values. Mm-hmm. Follow them. Get on an email with them. And there's usually a local group that is doing something to protect our values as believers.
Really good.
Get on their emails. Get to know them also. And it's enjoyable, actually, to go out with a council member or your state legislator and treat them to lunch.
That's so cool. I had enjoyable. No idea, like, you could do something like that. Yeah. I mean, I think I've had, you know, a concept of being a bit untouchable. You know, they're out there doing that. They're making the laws. They're, you know, they're out here, and I'm here, and I'm you know, casting a vote.
Yeah.
But that really makes it attainable, touchable,
approachable.
Approachable. That's my word. Yeah, very approachable.
Again, because most of us watch the national news, we don't know better.
Right.
But the good thing about social media is now you can follow your council members or your mayor and your state legislators and take people with you. This isn't something you have to do by yourself.
Right.
And then if you're called to run for office, it's more attainable. It doesn't seem like this thing far off in the distance.
Yeah.
And God does want to use us. In the state legislatures, there are states that are more, I'd say, protecting the unborn than others. It's decided at the state level. It's not decided by the president so much or the U.S. level. It's the states. The biggest battles right now are going on in the states.
That's true.
Look local. Yeah. You can have a lot more influence. Like if the people would have taken this one congressman, he's now a congressman, if they would have taken him under their wing and loved on him and shared with him for the years he was on the city council and the mayor, he might be a different congressman.
Mm.
Just so look local.
Yeah.
And same with school boards. Some of them start on school boards.
Mm-hmm.
Right now there is an international movement called Comprehensive Sexual Education, CSE, that is bombarding the school boards. Where's the church? I think if just the churches in each city would come to the school board meetings and say, you know what, we love you, thank you for serving.
Yeah.
Be humble and gentle when you say, we want the Bible taught in schools, we want prayer back in schools. Bam, it happened. It would happen within a month.
Wow. That, you know what, if
just that.
If nothing else, right? I mean, that and how it's like, because there's a vacuum, and we all know how nature abhors a vacuum.
Yes.
That what's being filled in that vacuum right now is actually causing things to take a skew that's not the skew that we want.
Right.
And what I'm hearing you say, the Honorable Nora Ellen, is that it is actually not a difficult thing to begin to make an impact and to begin to allow our voices to bring an alignment to the things that we're seeing in government, even with those who are already in place in government.
Exactly.
If we will just come alongside, begin to build those relationships, which is such a kingdom principle anyway.
Yes, it is.
Right?
It is.
And to build those relationships and to really begin to just speak life into those who are already in office. And encourage them and say, you know, hey, here's what we would like to see. And man, what a joy. Can you, to have prayer back in schools.
Yes.
To have, you know, even being able to talk about the Bible in school.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, to be able to have some of that legislation come back into the alignment, that would be wonderful.
Right. Yeah. And it really is an easy process. Take people with you to do that.
I had no idea, actually, this would be, like, you what you're saying is so easy.
Right. It is so easy.
It's just a matter of doing it.
Right. And speaking up, because for some reason, people that are tend to be more liberal in their political positions feel very comfortable getting their message out.
Right.
Why don't we?
Right.
Because we have a good message. Ours is an eternal
message.
Love message.
Yeah.
And when people would testify before the city council, you can go talk before your city council just about anything. Mm-hmm. When they were gentle and humble, we could hear them.
Yeah.
But when they came angry, we could. It's like we felt disrespected.
Right.
And we really couldn't hear. Even if they were right, their message was better.
Right.
A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
Yeah.
Proverbs 15:1. It's very simple. Just be the loving person that you are with your family and your friends, with these people that need to hear from you, that you can influence and change what happens at the U.S. by starting Look Local.
Amen. I'm reminded of Jesus and how that they would come to him and ask questions, trying to trip him up and trying to get him to say something that, would trip up Jesus so that they would have cause to be against him.
Yes.
And I believe what I love in each of those circumstances is Jesus and his response. He really addressed the heart of an issue instead of the people that were there, or even the question per se. He really went to the heart of what that question was, and it would diffuse it. They just had to walk away. And I pray that over you. I pray that over all of those who are that anointing, that as if you feel called to office, if you feel to actually run for an office, I pray that you would come from that place of an intimacy where you're hearing heart of God, that he is able to give you the insight to actually go to the heart of issues and speak his heart into the earth. And in doing that, there is something that will be released in this earth where we're looking at things and it just seems like all of these knots. How do we untie all of these knots? Holy Spirit is the untier of knots. He's the one. And he gives us the wisdom, just like he gave to Daniel, that it was said of Daniel that there was no riddle he couldn't solve. And it was because of Holy Spirit in Daniel. And I pray that anointing over you. And I pray that those who are listening today, Nora, that they'll take this and that they'll run with it. And again, even if it's not running for office, but that you would own and accept the call to still make an impact on where you are, if it's your town, city, state, to get to know and to begin to build relationship with those who are in government. And let your voice be heard. Let the kingdom voice be heard. And let's make an impact where we live.
Absolutely. It can be done.
Amen.
And it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And you keep saying that. And honestly, I've never thought of this as fun.
Yeah.
But listening to you, Nora, it begins to sound doable and fun.
It is. We like to go to coffee with people. We like to go out to eat with people, right?
Yeah.
Hey, invite them into your home.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be a nice home.
That's good.
If somebody invited me to their home for dinner, I would be like, wow, really? And okay, I'm coming. Free meal.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And we have in Women in Ministry Network, we have women who are in different aspects of government who have picked up this mantle and are running with it. And this is a ministry. This is that place where you recognize, hey, I have been placed in the earth to have impact in this earth and to release love, to release the truth of God, and the principles of the kingdom work regardless of where you are. Those are just principles that work. They are life principles. And so to recognize that, to pick up the call for government, to call, you know, your representatives or whomever, and to encourage them, that's ministry. And Those are women who are in our network. If you would like to find out more information about Women in Ministry Network, please go to patriciaking.com, and at the top there's a tab that is Women in Ministry Network, and that will give you more information. And then if you need more information after that, just please shoot me an email. I'll be happy to answer any questions. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. Got a decree to sign us off today, and it is, both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in your hands is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. The Lord stretches out his strong scepter from Zion, saying to you, rule in the midst of your enemies. Yahweh arises, and the brightness of his glory appears over you. Nations will be attracted to your radiant light, and kings to the sunrise glory of his new day. Thank you so much for being with us today, all you beautiful women on the rise. We sure do love you.
You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seer's ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.